Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast, and today we will continue our talk of Rocket League and see what happened to last week's guests.
Your introduction actually scared me. I jumped in my seat a little bit.
Good.
Hi, my name's David. Do we need to do that?
Sure, why not?
All right. Hi, my name's David.
I'm Ryan.
Eric.
Eric CK.
So, it appears you guys won.
We won.
Yeah, we won.
Appears you guys stomped them pretty bad.
Yep.
They won one match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By luck.
Yeah, the one match that they won, I watched the replay, and it was, we had like four that were so close to being in that goal, and then one of the goals that we gave up, they won by 1 point. One of the goals we gave up was just a total blow on in goal. Just so, yeah, it could have easily gone a different way. But yeah, it was good. It was good stuff.
It was a lot of fun.
So let's start from the top. How'd it go? How'd it start?
Well, the first game,
a lot of trash talk in the beginning.
The first game ended up getting thrown out because we, I think we got ahead like 2-0 and one of them disconnected.
Yeah, with like a minute and a half left.
So then we, disconnected, right? Yeah, pulled the plug on the router.
Sure.
But so then we started over again for reals and won. We won the first two, then we lost the third, and then we won the next two. Because we weren't sure if we were doing a best of five or a best of seven, but we're like, we'll just keep winning.
Yeah, we'll just keep beating them. It's fun.
Yeah.
Winning's fun.
They kept readying up, so we're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We, I like, as a team, I thought we picked up from where we left off with our practice. I think the practice helped a lot.
It wasn't the most elegant setup, but I had to keep jumping into their party to tell them things. Be like, hey, you guys playing, and then jump back like between parties. It was very annoying to have to do that, but I was talking shit the whole time.
Yeah,
I'd go in there and just be like, you suck, ready up, bye, and then go back over.
I think game two, because there was this back and forth between games where maybe we'd lose Ryan while he coordinates. In game two, I think it was like 5-10 seconds into the match, we didn't have Ryan. It was just the three of us, and we're like, where's Ryan? And then all of a sudden, he kicks in. But there was a little moment where we thought we might be doing a 3v4.
Yeah.
But I think you were peeing or something.
Yeah, I was peeing. I was peeing my pants.
Yeah, I saw the first couple of matches, and Dave was definitely the standout player. Jeez, Dave. Yeah. You're really good. I'm surprised.
Dave's solid on
it's
point.
All relative.
Really?
You were scoring all the goals.
I think... The fact that it was just my stream that you're watching, I wonder if you wouldn't have a different picture if you're watching one of these guys.
But still, the scoring was mostly you.
It's normally mostly Dave.
I'd say Dave's probably 2/3 of the scorers when we play.
But we all enable it.
Assistant support, right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Because there'll be, I don't know, although we've had nights where we've played and like, where we've, like, Dave doesn't score a lot that night, and we still have won a bunch of games, and Dave's like, oh, I played horribly. And it's like, we won. Yeah. We won every game, but if Dave doesn't score all the goals, then he's like, oh, I played terribly.
Well, he's
because he's not a team player, is what I'm getting at here.
Mm.
Dave's like, why aren't you guys feeding me all the assists? Send the ball up for me to score.
Feed me.
I've never said that.
He says it pretty much daily. we don't play this game anymore now, and he still says it.
So was your prediction right for who the worst player was?
I predicted Jay would be the worst player, and he had a complete meltdown on his teammates, so I guess that wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who is the worst player? I mean, I don't know. The stats aren't telling either, because like, just because someone doesn't have a lot of goals doesn't mean they weren't influencing the game.
Sure.
Like, you can have a lot of cutoff shots and things like that, and there's no stat to track that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, anecdotally, what the vibe I got. I don't know who...
I mean, were the standout players standing
standout
out?
Player on our team is... Dave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on the other team, like you were worried about.
I don't know.
No.
No.
There was nobody on their team that was. There
Philp,
was.
Yeah.
No, who? What's the.
Matt Philp. It was their best player statistically going in.
What was the name? There was one guy who scored the most goals. He's the only one who scored goals. What was his name?
Kevin.
What was his
character?
Oh, yeah.
What was his character or his username?
Brady.
Brady, yeah. Yeah. The Brady.
He
was
scored
the only
the
one
most goals for them, really?
Yeah.
He scored four
goals for them.
He's a wild card. He misses as much as he hits.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the goals weren't pretty. It was like he'd bowl into there and just end up in goal.
Well,
he scored. Did we?
Didn't we have an own goal?
No, we had a complete whiff. We had one where it was just cleared. There were like two people in back, and one person hit it just like and left it in front.
Yeah.
instead of letting the other person who had like a better shot.
This
is your passive aggressive way of blaming Dave.
Stuff like that. We can talk about it.
But yeah, no, there was no like actually like hitting it, one of us hitting it into our own goal. That didn't happen. Mm. For me, it was Brady on their team. He did the best, but there was nobody that was like flying through the air with sick aerials, you know, things like that. They missed a lot. I know, in game two, I think I commented, there's a lot of like two of them would go and the ball just keep going, you know? So there was some of that.
Then I got a 33 kill streak with Torborn.
I played Overwatch that night until 5 a.m.
I've been playing every night. That's a superior game.
But it's a different conversation. It's kind of funny on the stream, you never changed the muting thing.
Yeah, like so after the third jump in, I kept forgetting I hit the button and I didn't feel like popping out and doing it.
Which is probably for the best.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. Yeah.
I think our defense upset them and
yeah, we were crushing it.
They said that was really hard for them. Yeah.
And we developed that through our practicing where we all kind of swarm back there, but in a way that wasn't necessarily getting in each other's way. Like there'd be people who'd be close to the ball in goal and like behind it. There was this kind of wave that we would do.
And it's not even like just out and out saves either. It was like what we were doing really well, I felt like, was doing like mid court or maybe halfway into our backcourt cutoffs. So cutting off before they even got a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing that like crazy.
Yeah.
So I remember them saying that the defense is what really caused them problems. And I dug through the stats because I was curious how real that was. And I was actually shocked to find that. So we took 29 shots into their goal. And a shot doesn't necessarily mean it goes in. It's not a goal. It can either be saved by the other team or it can be a near miss. But we took 29 shots. And they took 26 against us. So their offense was very, very similar to ours.
Right.
We had 15 saves, and they had half that. Mm. They had 7 saves, and ultimately that's it. That's what made the difference. They only had a total of 7 goals against us. We had 16 against them, and it's because of the saves. It made a huge difference.
Yeah, that was all good. Yeah, the meltdown, we heard about that afterwards.
Yeah, I want like, more details on that, though.
Yeah.
Because like we stayed around after to play with them just as an auto-select random mix-up. And we were, one of them never even came in. I don't know if they were joking or serious, but it was like, these two guys aren't going to talk to each other anymore.
Sure it was just all, you know, just trash-talking amongst them. But I think Jay was yelling at Matt, and Matt didn't want to hear it. I think Jay's very upset that he lost.
I would have been very upset.
I told you we weren't going to lose. I told you there was nothing to worry about.
You were right.
And we never had any blowouts like that. We'd be like digging into each other a little bit when we were practicing. Nothing really during this one. But when practicing, we dig into each other a little bit, but nothing even close to that. Which is that matters. If you have those types of blowouts, that doesn't help anything.
Well, I mean, I think you got a little frustrated with me at some point. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, well, there was the one where, in the game, in my recollection of it, I was in goal to start because I was the farthest back, I think. I clear it, said I cleared it, I think, and went up and then like centered it for an assist. That got defended and sent back, and we look as it's going towards our goal, and there's nobody there. And I'm like, why is there nobody there? I called out, and Dave was like, I didn't hear an out. And so then in my head, I'm like, shit, did I actually? Because there were problems when we were practicing where I wasn't necessarily calling it every time. And so in my head, I'm like, oh, what did I do? Then I watched the video, and I totally called out. And I also called centering as I was doing the assist. And, you know, so obviously it was like doubly out. So, yeah, take that, Dave.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't even talking about that. Some untapped rage here that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, wow. Well, there was that one. And then you're talking about the defending one.
Yeah.
Where, like, so I'm in goal. I was the goalie. And I had the ball was kind of slowly coming in, and I had a good angle from the goal to send it out with, like, the full weight of my car. And Dave kind of comes in from the side just before I can get to it and kind of pops it up and then down. But like, because of our joint movement. He and I both, you know, clearly passed the car, mm-hmm. and now there's just a ball bouncing in front of the goal with nobody defending it, and then they slam it in. Was that in the game we lost? I don't think that was in the game we lost. I think it was one of the ones we came back and won, but
yeah, I don't remember that.
But yeah, but that was frustrating for me because I knew I was going to get a real solid clear on that. Dave was just so ball hungry all the time. And I think you did something after that to Blandon that was similar because Blandon was like, dude, I had that too.
Yeah, it's hard, because you don't know, as you're coming in the side, you don't know necessarily what the goalie is doing. Like, we have to.
Your ability to see your team is super limited. If you've got ball cam on, you can't see 10 feet behind your car. You don't know who's where, and the sides you can't tell.
You have to get better at calling goalie, be like, I got it.
Yeah.
It's tough though, because when the ball is headed into the goal, you've got maybe 1 second to figure this out.
Yeah.
And it's real hard for me to look at the ball going into the goal and know that I can stop it, but not do that because someone else has got a better shot than I do.
Some of it's just trust for some of that stuff, right? It's like, he's in goal. He's got to get it.
Yeah, Dave, you trust.
I did this twice, apparently once to each of you. The third time, I did not. I made the approach, and I just didn't jump. And I think it was you, and you cleared it just fine.
Okay. All right.
You did.
A vote of confidence.
Good job.
Pretty easy average clear. He didn't have to jump in and try and save you.
It's good.
It was good.
I had a sick aerial. They scored off of it, or these two, Ryan and Dave. I think Ryan had a nice assist to Dave afterwards, but it was the aerial that set it up.
Yeah. You really should have gotten some points for that.
Yeah.
By the way, you did really well this round.
I love to hear that.
You personally had 6 goals. You had 4 saves, 12 shots.
50%. That's pretty good.
Blandon also had 4 saves. I had 7, but one of those was me stealing. That's like an anti-save.
It sounds like 2 of them.
No, this is for the entire night.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, for the 6 games.
That's crazy.
Anyone want to guess how many saves that Ryan had?
He was in there a while.
Probably
the number
many.
Is very round. Give you a hint.
0?
10.
You had 100. 0 saves.
All right.
But you
and
did
we
have
won, a- right? Because... when I'm in goal...
Well, you said this in the first podcast.
I sit there so bored in goal.
You said that.
I remember I did have one whiff. When I was in goal, I whiffed on one. I came too far out, and I wanted to cut it off. And if I would have stayed back and waited for them to shoot it, I probably could have just deflected the shot. But I wanted to get out there and just, twist the knife.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if I get a quarter out of this net and I counter this, it's gonna mess them all up, and I whiffed on the block. But most of the time I sit back there in goal just twiddling my thumbs. I'll get a clear because I try to cut it off. I don't sit in goal a lot. I come really far out, so I get clears all the time. Does that track clears?
No,
I bet seeing, which makes me mad sometimes because I stop blatant shots and it counts as a clear, and I'm like, that's bullshit.
Some of the games were pretty close. Like, there was one game where we were down 2-0 and then came back to win it, I think, 3-2 or 4-2. But, there was a couple minute period where we're like, shit, let's get rolling. But then I think Dave just popped 2 in pretty quick.
None of the games were blowouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's true.
Yeah, we started getting a little too zony in one or two of the games where we weren't pushing the ball enough. We would shoot and then everyone back off and wait for the counter hit. It's like, we needed to have someone in there, just messing with them. If not going for the ball, just smashing into people.
That is okay,
causing chaos.
So I did watch, in watching the video from Dave's perspective, Dave was doing a pretty good job sometimes of he'd set up he'd center the ball
and then
just take off ball cam and go headhunt, bowling elbows through 3 of their cars on defense. And it didn't work out super, the people he was passing to didn't then finish it, but it was still just great to watch. It was because it was so it's effective in general, mm-hmm. for him to go in there and just be so disruptive. That was cool.
Especially, yeah, when your angle is bad like that. It's really hard to center off the wall and then loop back around and get a good angle on it. So it's, the smart play is to center and then smash and just cause chaos.
Make it so the other people can't screw it up.
Yeah.
It makes them nervous. They start looking around. They're like having to pay attention to more things. Always watching is like, you know, someone going to come smash into me.
It makes them mad too. There was one where he went and did that. And then like 3 seconds later, he's on the other side of the field. He's on our side, and somebody comes and demos him just out of nowhere. And I was like, I know that was a revenge kill. Yeah.
They can have it. But yeah, I mean, when you're close to the goal and the ball gets behind you, that's really the only thing you can do to be productive is to wreck with their defense. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to turn around and do anything with the ball at that point.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I'll do that and then immediately run back to midcourt. Because it's like either your teammates score it or they're going to block it. So I try to anticipate a counter like way in advance.
So you're not doing any of your bullying tactics?
A little bit. Not a lot. Mm. Not a lot.
I thought you were supposed to ride them.
Well, I spend a lot of time in the goal because I wanted, like, they're all three better sort of strikers than I am. So
Yeah,
you're doing good in goal. You had a solid goal game.
Yeah, very good. But yeah, so I did. Quite a bit after in the after matches.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yes. One of the 2-on-2s was me and one of them and Dave and one of them on. So he was in the opposite team. And it was like six. They like had six up on us.
Yeah, but like, halfway through the game, we had a 6-0 lead.
And I decided I couldn't match Dave in skill. Neither of us could. Mm-hmm. But if I could just shut him down, then maybe the other team member could carry it. And I don't think they scored another goal. So
I don't think we did either. The entire rest of the game, no goals were scored. But it did result in a pretty sweet ninja move.
Yeah,
a ball was coming off the wall near our goal, and I did a backflip to try and get the ball away from our goal, which is kind of a difficult move to do in itself. But I was able to pull it off, and coincidentally, while I'm in the air kicking the ball, I see Blandon's car racing underneath me, and he clearly would have demoed me.
Yeah.
And I had no idea he was there, but it just looked friggin' sweet. But yeah, you pretty effectively shut me down. Like, even I don't think that you ever destroyed me, and I don't think you even made contact with me that many times, but the fact that I had to constantly be aware and constantly moving around, it was enough to prevent me from really doing anything for the rest of the game.
I don't know about demos, because demos, like, you can recover pretty fast from a demo.
Yeah.
I think just bouncing people around is more disruptive.
Yeah. Or even just making it clear that you are trying to bounce them around is enough.
Exactly.
Hearing you tell that story is like listening to someone describe a dream, and that it blatantly means a lot to you, and I just don't care. I am just zoning out. let me tell you about this time I flipped my car. There's no visuals. This is all just me describing a car and a ball and how they interact.
We can tweet out a clip so people can watch it.
Yeah, tweet the clip. Let me watch the clip. This doesn't work as a story.
I've got a low-res clip. It's sweet. It makes me look like a ninja.
I'll take your word for it. Been using a lot of Genji. Trying to get good with my Genji.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Takes out turrets.
What car is that?
It's this ninja car.
Sounds sweet.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And when people shoot you, you can deflect the bullets back at them. I'm not good with Genji. A good Genji really can mess you up. Let's talk about Overwatch. It's the hottest game in the world right now.
It's really good.
Did everybody play Overwatch after that?
No.
I haven't played since the beta.
I was going to say, you've been playing.
How could you have not played, Dave?
You know the Overwatch subreddit has been getting more traffic than the front page, like more views or something?
Hmm.
That's crazy.
It's pretty good.
That game is on fire. I've been playing every night until 2:30, which is why I've just been just miserable every day, getting no sleep. And then every day I get home and I'm like, I'm not going to play, or I'm going to get off. I'm going to get off at 11 or midnight. I'm going to be a good boy. And then every night so far, me and Mike and Jerry have been playing, and Levin's been hopping on. And like midnight, I'm like, no, I ain't stopping anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had girlfriend night last night, so I didn't get to play any Overwatch. So I miss it really bad. So I'll probably be out after this podcast.
You're just going to go home?
gonna need to go catch up on Overwatch.
You should just hook one up in your office.
Holy shit. We should just play Overwatch here.
There you go.
Give these guys any ideas.
No, this is not.
I mean, think about it. Major bandwidth now.
Right.
We need to stress test that network.
Holy shit. Right. It's true. We do have awesome bandwidth now. I forget because my crappy VPN, but
this is the end of Penny Arcade.
Overwatch Arcade. Are they selling the figures? I know they had the giant, like, statue.
I don't know.
They had giant statues that were, like, replicas of action figures for all the characters. Mm. Are they selling the actual
They would sell a million of those figures because they're all them. So cool looking.
Oh, my God. The character
Especially
designs are amazing.
If you could get the different skins, too. Oh, man.
Holy shit. That'd be awesome. This is variants.
Yeah. Oh. They're so cool looking. I was looking at all those yesterday.
Dave, join in on the conversation.
I did really good at Rocket League.
Do you wish you were playing Overwatch, Dave? Do you not like Overwatch?
I thought it was fun, but when I played it, it was by myself, and maybe that tarnished my opinion of it.
That's a big team
game.
I like
that by myself.
It's like a better
version. And you have fun that way?
Why not? They're cool characters. They do cool things. That's all I care about. There's so many of them, too.
I don't really care about the characters. I just want to
win. Did you like Rainbow when we were playing Rainbow?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
See, I thought I was having a lot of fun when we were playing Rainbow. I wish everyone would go back. I was blatantly the one who loved it the most.
Yeah, it never quite scratched the same Destiny itch for me.
Yeah, you were way into Destiny. I mean, Krahulik still plays Destiny. I'm going to wait until the next big expansion for Destiny, but I loved Rainbow. I like team shooters. That one's slower and more tactical. This is but they're both very team-oriented. You need good teammates. You can't Call of Duty or Halo this where you just run in and just go nuts. Like, you need to work well with teams. So they're both doing something for me. But yeah, I like Rainbow more. I still like Rainbow more. That game's amazing.
You like Rainbow more than Overwatch?
Yeah. Hmm. Personally, yeah. I really like Overwatch, though.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely Overwatch. Although a big part of it was that everyone here was playing Rainbow on the console, and so that's what I got it on. But I would probably have way more fun with that game on the PC, which is where I'm playing Overwatch. Hmm. I think Overwatch is really, really good, though. But I had a friend who kind of he played the beta for like a couple of days, thought it was meh, but then I convinced him to buy it, and we were playing together. And because I kind of know there's the obvious things with their abilities, and then there's kind of the little bit deeper interactions that you learn after playing them for a while. And so I was kind of giving him some of those tips. And you could see that, like, next level of play, and then the interactions with the other characters. So, like, playing somebody that worked well with them. Yeah. And, like, you start, there's a lot of that. There's a huge amount of that in the game. That kind of next level stuff that's not totally obvious when you're just learning. And so for him, that just geeked him out, and he played until 4 a.m. with me on the first night. And, yeah, like, I think it's good, but you got to play with the right people.
All right, so what platform is everyone playing? You're playing
It's pretty mixed.
I played it on PS4.
Oh, are you playing
on
PS4?
I also can play it on 360. Not 360, Xbox One.
But your console?
No PC.
No PC?
I don't... Yeah. PC's too much of a pain in the ass.
Me and Dave are on PC.
Yeah. Nick's playing on PC.
Yep.
But I've been playing on PS4 because, I mean, I tend to gravitate more towards consoles, but... Because, yeah, Mike's playing on PS4, so I was playing with Mike, and then Jerry's been hopping on, and we've had Levin, so the four of us have been playing.
Mm-hmm. But what are the team sizes?
Six. Six?
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
But is Jerry also on PC? Because I feel like I saw him log in, but I'm not sure.
I think he's
been
playing on both.
So yeah, I think he posted that today. He's been doing both.
Yeah. Okay. And, I mean, I'll pop on. Although, Jason, the Reed guys, were saying they're playing it. Obviously on Xbox.
Mm.
Am I going to own three
another
copies
match.
Of this goddamn game?
No, it's time for another face-off.
That's fine. I'll beat them in everything. I used to own him in Halo, and he would get so mad.
Now they can build a six-player team, and then you could play them and do another podcast on it.
My bio on the website used to just be like about how much better I am than Jason at Halo. Like, it was like a Reed corporate website, and mine was just like, Ryan's better than Jason at Halo. Jason sucks at Halo.
Can I go play Overwatch now?
I guess. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Bye.
Bye. Bye.